שאלת החברים.
The prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, thank you for gathering us and for giving us the teachers. Thank you for the opportunity to participate in this great lesson with our beloved friends and our beloved Rav. We ask you, give us the desire to make the maximum effort to connect, to be incorporated in the sources. Unite us in one united ten, in one big deficiency to resemble you, your qualities. Make us a passageway of your light to the whole world. Help all people feel your greatness, beloved Creator.
Hold the mic close to your mouth and speak loudly and clearly.
Yes, we are approaching the day of the giving of the Torah, the holy day of Shavuot, Pentecost. It's a very high root in the worlds and for the souls. It's a symbol of the upper light that comes from above, from the Creator, to each and every person, to the heart of each one. And this is how we should try to use this time, this opportunity, to be all of us together. This is what this holiday, this time demands. And then we will also be able to use it in such a way that we will come closer to its source, to the Creator. And as much as we become incorporated together between us, against our ego, so the same extent, we will also be able to come closer to the Creator. This is actually the whole matter of the giving of the Torah, meaning to bring us a force which we can use and annul the ego that is separating between us, so that each and everyone will feel himself that he belongs to everyone. And everyone is in his heart. This holy day, first of all, speaks about keeping it in the ten, in each and every ten, and then it will spread to all of the tens as one ten, and later on it will also spread in all of the nations and to the whole world, so that everyone will enter a connection with the Creator, with the upper force. This actually is what we have to learn. We should try to discover it and to become incorporated in it. Okay? So, please.
The time of giving the Torah, selected excerpts from the sources, the festival of Shavuot, number one. The festival of Shavuot, the time of the giving of our Torah is approaching. It is known that Shavuot is regarded as Malchut in the worlds and the heart in men. It is as Baal HaSulam interpreted about Mekadesh Shvi, seventh sanctifier, that the Shvi, the seventh, comes from the word Shebihu, who is in me. He means that the Creator is clothed in the heart, and the time when we can interpret that the Torah dresses in the soul. This is why it is called Shavuot, and the giving of the Torah. meaning that at that time, the Torah dresses in the hearts of each and every one from the whole of Israel.
אני מבין מהקטע שהתורה מתלבשת בלב האדם ואחרי זה הבורא גם.
I understand that the Torah clothes in the heart of men and then the creator. What's the difference?
The difference is that the Torah means what the creator sends the person, and the creator himself is the source of the Torah.
כן.
Yes.
מה זה נקרא תורה בשבילנו?
What is Torah for us?
תורה בשבילנו.
The Torah for us.
מספר.
It's a certain number of pieces of advice, of forces, of scrutinies.
שפועלים עלינו.
That work on us.
מחברים אותנו,
and connect us, and to the extent that we do connect, we come closer to the Creator, until we reach being as one man between us and also with the Creator, in adhesion. This is actually the holiday, the festival of the giving of the Torah, the giving of our Torah, that if we connect, then we attain this force of unity, and in it we attain the source of the unity, which is the Creator. And in that, we attain the purpose.
What?
Anyone else?
He says here that Shavuot is Malchut in the worlds and the heart of men. That the Torah clothes or dresses in the heart of men.
Yes, this is called the reception of the Torah, the giving of the Torah, or the reception of the Torah. It is all done in the person's will to receive, which is already, which he has already corrected to be in order to bestow. Just like the upper light, just like the Creator who relates to him, this is how the person relates to the Creator. To everyone.
So if it's before Shavuot or not Shavuot, the Torah does not clothe in the heart of men?
Shavuot can be on each and every day. It all depends on the person.
It's
the inner state of the person, which is called Shavuot. But because we exist in the corporeal world, we celebrate it as a special day. That is all, with all of its indications, symbols.
The question is not about astronomy, but about the state called Shavuot versus the state that is not Shavuot. So if it's not Shavuot, the Torah does not clothe in the heart of man?
No. If a person comes closer to the corrections, then he enters connection with the others as one man with one heart, and when he reaches that, then his heart starts to include all of the hearts. Then this state is called Shavuot. Then his heart is ready to receive all of the general light that the Creator shines to the created beings, which is called the Torah. Okay.
Thank you.
If we don't have anything about this, then we should read onwards and see. Ah, who's there? Owen.
It said, the Creator clothes or dresses in the heart of man? What is it that the Creator dresses in the heart of man?
Well, the heart of man is man's desire. This is what it is called. So the Creator clothes in the desire of the person according to the correction of this desire towards love, towards bestowal, towards connection, towards, you know, to bestow. And then according to the equivalence of form, the upper light, the Creator, the force of bestowal and love can clothe there. Yes,
you said this holiday speaks first of the ten, that keeping it, realizing it is in the ten.
The realization, as we all know, is in the ten, as we read also from the Torah.
So what is the time of the giving of the Torah in the ten?
The time of the giving of the Torah, it's a state. It's a state where we feel that our hearts are drawn to connection and to be as one heart, one desire, in which we then attain our one source for everyone, the Creator.
Which action from us precedes this time that our hearts are drawn into one?
That we decide that we have to be in a ten with all the laws of the ten that Rabash wrote for us. And then according to that, in coming closer to each other, we discover the qualities of connection, of incorporation between us, the Creator. That's it. Actually, the holiday of Shavuot is the incorporation of everyone in everyone.
Again, two. The count from Passover to Shavuot, it is the purification of the vessels, which is the purification in the heart and mind. And when the vessels have been perfected, we are rewarded with the Torah. Therefore, before Passover, the preparation of purifying the vessels was with faith, called mitzvah, or commandment. Through the exodus from Egypt, they were rewarded with faith, as in I am the Lord your God who took you out from the land of Egypt. After Passover begins the work in purification as preparation for the reception of the Torah. When the Torah dresses in the soul, it is called Shavuot, the time of the giving of our Torah.
Shilat.
Any questions? Yes, Owen?
What is, I am the Lord your God who took you out from the land of Egypt?
This is what a person attains in the reception of the Torah in general. That there is an upper force, one unique and unified, a central one in the whole of humanity, of reality. And it is what delivers the person from in order to receive and elevates him to in order to bestow. And in that, it opens up for the person an opportunity, the possibility to see the whole of creation in a way which is above time and place. And to see that everything depends only on a single force, which is the Creator. Then he feels it.
Not feel. I'm talking about taking tests as a instruction manual.
Well, that's not immediately. Well, he can learn it the way we are learning it, we're studying it, but...
I'm saying that he knows how to, like in this life, I see the table, the chair, I know what is it, I know what is Arampin, what is Malchut, what is the rising of the Masach, the restriction, all these things.
All these concepts should be clear to you where they are inside of you. You have to attain them inside of you.
That's what I'm trying to scrutinize. At what point does it happen? In a person's spiritual development, at what point does it happen? If we read the excerpt we read now, we see that there's a process. Stage one, two, three. I wanted to know, on which stage out of these stages a person can be inside of this as an instruction manual that he can see it already.
When he begins to see the desires to receive and the desires to bestow and what kind of connection they have inside of him and how he can manage them by turning to the Creator and the Creator helps him and so on. To this extent, he enters the correct reading of Tess. And otherwise, he's just studying. Again, it's not just studying. We are getting closer. It does work on the person, but nevertheless, it's still just reading.
Ken.
Before the Passover was the preparation of purifying the vessels in faith, and after Passover, it's the preparation and purification for the receiving of the Torah. What's the difference between the two?
Well, before Passover, it's more in potential, and then it is actually. The purification of the vessels means that we open up the relations between us in the ten, and we try to be more tight together emotionally,
and
in this way to advance as one man with one heart.
Same vessels or different?
Well, that's the state we should have in the...
What is the force that turns the giving of the Torah to the receiving of the Torah?
The upper force, the force of the light, the force of the Creator, that shines on the person and corrects
him. Another one. What is the reason that the soul of man yearns to care for others?
When the person hears that in his yearning to support the others, he connects everyone together. And then he builds a vessel for the reception of the Torah.
Thank you.
Shalot ma internet?
From the internet. Woman, PT10, how do you keep the giving of the Torah in the ten?
The giving of the Torah, we don't keep it because we don't give the Torah, we receive the Torah. So we celebrate the holy day when the Creator gave us an opportunity to receive the Torah.
And
that holiday, the festival is called the holiday of the giving of the Torah. That's on his side, on the Creator's side. We keep it by having to be as one man with one heart. This is the condition for the reception of the Torah. As much as we're capable of connecting more, we, by that, go over all the five hearts of the Torah. And then the upper light, called the Torah of light, it enters us, it corrects us, it connects us, and we, in that, already begin to be the masters of the Torah.
Talmid Chadash Shoel, איך ספירת העומר עוזרת לנו בתארת הכלים וקבלת התורה?
How the counting of the Omer helps us in receiving the Torah and the vessels.
In the counting of the Omer, we check the conditions in which we can reach a connection between Keter and Malchut through all of the discernments, the qualities that are between them. We check all of our desires and intentions, whether all of them are directed to, in order to bestow to the revelation of the Creator. Then we reach Shavuot.
Again, number three. The days of the count point to unity, as it is written in the holy books. And therefore, during the count, one should correct this attribute of unity, and by that one is rewarded with attaining the Torah on the festival of Shavuot. As it is written, and they journeyed from Ophidim and came to the Sinai Desert, and Israel camped there before the mountain. The main thing upon which everything depends is to have love and brotherhood among the children of Israel. And it is, as our sages said, that the whole Torah depends on the commandment, love your friend, love your neighbor as yourself. And when there is peace in Israel, the Shekhinah is with them.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, тут из этих отрывков понятно, что Шавуот и вот это дарование Тора приходит к нам, когда мы уже находимся.
It's clear from the excerpts that Shavuot and the giving of the Torah comes to us when we're already in qualities that are above reason.
Кент.
Yes.
А вот
שאנחנו צריכים להיות מוכנים.
We should be ready for it, and we need want it to happen. And the upper light comes, and it corrects us, and fills us with the first, with its first portion. This is called the reception of the Torah.
Ну вот мы соединяемся с товарищами, приподнимаясь над собой в объединении.
Connect with the friends, we rise above in the connection between us, above ourselves. And what do we actually expect this connection? From this connection, how should we connect ourselves to be prepared, to be ready, worthy of receiving the Torah?
We should connect between us so much so that we discover that we are all tight together, that we are all ready to be as one man with one heart, as much as we're capable of depicting it. And then the upper light, the Creator, will clothe in us, will be revealed in us, in our common heart. This is called as one man with one heart.
Ну вот это соединение, как один человек с одним сердцем, это
this connection is one man in one heart.
Ну слышится из ваших слов и из отрывков.
This is seemingly inside the vessel. That's how I understand it from you, from the excerpt. But where's the light on the level of the vessel?
Well, the light is what influences us. Maybe we don't feel it for the in the meantime. It influences us. And it shakes us so that we will get closer to each other, so that we will feel each other more. And in this way, we will build ourselves as one man with one heart. Only in this way can we receive the upper light, which is called the Torah, and the Creator who is clothed in the Torah.
Ну,
Мы много раз проходили и отчеты, и Лагби Омар, и
Дарфуры,
но какое-то внутреннее состояние.
We've gone through the count and the giving of the Torah many times, but now there's an inner state. Whereas the world clear, we've grown to a new stage. What can we invest further so that Torah will be revealed to us?
Well, what we can do is, as usual, connection between us into a state where the upper light will clothe in us, will fill us, will be revealed in us, and we are going towards it in order to make him happy, in order to give him a place to be revealed.
Ma perché 40 giorni di purificazione nel deserto e poi una montagna per ricevere?
Why do we need the 40 days of purification in the desert and then the mountain in order to receive the Torah? What is the desert and the mountain for us?
Well, for this you have to read all kinds of articles by Rabash, the way that he explains what are all of these matters written in the Torah and how they are depicted to us in our spiritual advancement, our inner development. The Torah tells it in a form of corporeal development. They walk in the desert, they go up and down, they speak, they fight. But actually, this is what happens inside each and every person. PT 35.
אז מה זה בעצם המצב לעמוד שישראל לומדים נגד האר?
Thank you, Rav. So what is the state where Israel stand before the mountain, opposite the mountain? We'll read about it in a moment, how his Yehurim, thoughts, deliberations, difficult things that awaken in a person such sensations, feelings that are not simple, fear, feeling of difficulty, and so on.
Again, number four. At the time of the giving of the Torah, when they camped there in one heart, in love and in brotherhood, as Rashi interpreted, because of it, they were rewarded with receiving the Torah and the revelation of His Shekhinah on them face to face. This is the meaning of, and they journeyed from Rafidim. Rafidim has the letters of Pudim separated in Hebrew. This implies that they journeyed from the idleness and separation and connection, connected together in love to serve the Creator. Because of it, the Creator gave the Torah.
Ken.
Toda.
He's saying here that everything always depends on the connection and on the unity, and that's what we hear from Rav every day. We came here as a 10, we are sitting here together. How do we check that we're truly connected and not just a few bodies?
Well, each and every one should be concerned about that. That each and every moment, how is he connected with his friends, and they all feel this one goal and the connection between them in which they are coming closer to this goal. And the Creator that should help them reach that state. All of that, the group should constantly be checking and in mutual support. Each and every friend, with all of the friends. And this is how we then advance.
How, after hearing this direction, how do we help each other hold on to it?
Well, we can do that in a corporeal manner, meaning in whatever we see in our five bodily senses, but also in a spiritual form, when we raise man, a prayer to the Creator, with a request to help all of us, help all of the friends. One who prays for his friend is rewarded first.
Is this something we're supposed to have our finger on the pulse? Or we came to an assembly, a lesson?
No, it's unrelated to a physical gathering. It has to do with the desire in the heart. As much as our hearts yearn to be together in one heart, and only in such a way we're rewarded with contact with the Creator.
I'm in charge only of my heart. I can't tell what's happening in their hearts. Now, when I'm coming to the meeting with the friends, do I constantly need to be in it, check myself, where is my heart, or simply be incorporated with them, regardless of what's happening?
Yes, the most important is to be incorporated with them. Our generation is what is special. So we're reading now, and really in the heart awakens this feeling that I want to bring it closer to me. I don't know how to
take it correctly. Where do I attain what they want to give me to us? They want to work on us. I don't know how to receive from them. How can we receive what they want to give us?
You simply want to feel it. You want to be in it, in your mind and heart.
But it's somewhere, it's not in my heart, it's somewhere above my perception.
Well, let it clothe in you. This is what you want. The matter of attainment is that something that was not attained clothes in you, and then you attain it. But it's after it clothes in you. This is the matter of the vessels, that they discover what exists inside of them.
And when we yearn, it feels as if we're required to do a certain correction to receive it.
Possibly.
I'm trying to feel, what is it? It's hard to scrutinize. What is the correction that's required? Because you feel like you want to receive, good. Now you have to change something. It's not clear what.
So they tell you that in order to reach the feeling, the spiritual feeling, you have to rise above your ego and connect with others. It's not that you are interested in what they have inside of them, how they think, how they accept things, but rather you want to tie yourself with their thoughts and desires and to become incorporated in them, to become incorporated in them truly, so that you won't feel what pertains to you, but rather what they have inside of them, and take part in what they have.
There are no vessels to do it, but it's felt that this is what's expected. And it becomes clearer and clearer as we advance on the path, that you need to somehow format the relationship in the 10 so we can adapt ourselves to the reception of the Torah.
Well, this is through the prayer.
From Siberia, how to be integrated in the friends in the lesson?
Try to constantly be in that, thinking towards that, in your desires, in the prayer.
What is there a difference between the giving giver of the Torah and the receiving of the Torah? Why is it not together?
How can it be together? The giver of the Torah is the Creator, and the Torah itself is the light that forms a person.
Why the attainment of the Torah and of the Creator is not one and the same? It's like another stage. There's attainment of the Torah and there's attaining the giver of the Torah.
Because it's not the same thing. One is the source and the other is his operation.
What do we need to add to the revelation of the Torah in our hearts? So the source of the Torah, the Creator, will be felt closer. As it's written, so he would not be as a foreign God to you.
We need to connect between us to the extent that I bring the friends closer to me, to the extent that I enter inside of the friends, to that extent I establish the single vessel with one heart, and then the Creator can connect in a more clear way, more quickly.
It's written, beware of reaching with your hand to him. What is forbidden and what is allowed?
Well, it's not for now, it's not for us yet, but we need to learn how to get closer to the Creator. Not to learn who the Creator is and what are these things. We just have to think about coming closer, how to reach the first contact with the Creator.
Mm-hmm. Only through the connection with the friends.
I
want to ask about this discernment of one. What is this thing where you suddenly have one vessel, one heart?
It stems from the necessity that we have to cancel the ego that is separating between us, and then we connect in all kinds of discernments into one, into the concept of one, which is the Creator. This means annulling, canceling the distances, the disturbances between us. This is called to annul, cancel the place where the Creator cannot be revealed, because these are truly forces that are opposite him. And we also discover them in order for it to be easier for us to understand. Where is it that we have to work?
But if everything is annulled and we become one, is there a difference between us?
There is no difference. Then we are all as one.
We begin to feel the same.
We begin to feel the Creator. To the extent that we annul ourselves and connect between us, we are able to feel the Creator, the single force.
So where's the uniqueness of each one? If everything is annulled and we feel everything in the same way, from the same...
It's in his vessel, where each one annuls himself and he connects everyone inside of himself. By this, it becomes a special united vessel for the revelation of the Creator with each and every one. It is written about it, and the name of the Lord will be upon you.
So this one vessel that was created is an action that a person does with his attitude to the ten, to the friends outside of him, or is this work that this entire ten becomes one vessel?
Both this and that.
And still each one will keep his own uniqueness, or the one vessel sort of resets us?
Well, the uniqueness remains, but it doesn't determine itself, the uniqueness, but rather, well, I don't quite have the words for it. We will advance and the words will come.
What I'm trying to grasp is, it will be clear to us that we're working from this one thing. It will be,
yes, in a connection which is outside of each one, but rather it's for all of us together.
And only in this kind of vessel the Creator can clothe. If there's no vessel that is one, He cannot clothe in it?
No, there's no congruence then.
Ken.
Yes.
Shalom Rav. מיציאת פסח עד שבועות.
From the end of Passover to Shavuot, we call this process the purification of the vessels, and also the counting of the Omer. A process where we incorporate into one another, we connect more and more until 49, and then we receive the light.
Yes,
can you tell us about it a little bit? Open it up. Talk about it.
After we rise above our will to receive, we disconnect from it. We also need to acquire vessels of bestowal. And this is done through the purification of the vessels from Pesach until Shavuot, 49 days. And, well, 7 times 7 in the Sefirot. And in that, we correct our vessels more and more each and every day until in these vessels, when we have organized all of them to be in order to bestow, until these vessels are ready for the reception of the general light called the Torah. This is how we reach Shavuot. That's it. We will reach this in our holiday.
Okay.
So let's continue.
Excerpt number 5. We count 49 days to the days of the reception of the Torah. Omer comes from the word seorim. This means that it comes from measures. By measuring in the heart the greatness of the Creator. As the Holy Zohar interprets the verse, her husband is known at the gates. The Holy Zohar says, each according to what he assumes in his heart. To that extent, the light of the Creator is on that person. This is called faith. When a person is rewarded with faith in the Creator, it is regarded as a beast. And this is the meaning of the Omer being of barley, seorim, which is animal food, meaning that he has not yet been rewarded with the view of Torah. But on Shavuot, when rewarded with the reception of the Torah, one receives the view of Torah. For this reason, we offer the offering of wheat, which is food for men, who is the speaking.
This means, well, what does he want to tell us? That there are two stages here that we have to go through, the correction of the beast in us, and then the beginning of the correction of the Adam, the human, in us. That's it. Again.
It says here that the counting of the Omer, these corrections, are the development in the measures of the feeling of the greatness of the Creator.
Yes, of course. Otherwise, with respect to what would he measure? Himself, his ascent, how bad he is, or how much he's better.
I understand this is the correction of the beast. When we rise,
we rise on the degree of the Adam, of human, until we're ready, we are capable of, we're rewarded with the reception of the Torah.
So, to be rewarded with the receiving of the Torah, is only when I attain the complete degree of the greatness of the Creator, which is 49 measures of the greatness of the Creator?
Yes.
Thank you. I also did not understand the man and beast, that second paragraph. What does it mean that when a person is rewarded with faith in the Creator, it is regarded as a beast?
It's that he feels that the Creator exists in his world, and he is ready to be beneath him, to keep his commandments, then it is considered a beast, a pure beast.
A pure beast when he follows the Creator.
Yes.
And when does it become a man?
Adam, when he resembles the Creator. We will learn more about it.
Ken.
Beast.
Well, corporeally, that's something else, but the degree which is called the beast in spirituality, this is already a degree that can be connected with the Creator, and it keeps his desires to his benefit,
but
it still doesn't reach internal identification with the Creator. Then it is called a beast. Yes, Gilad.
Same question as Aaron. According to what a person assumes in his heart, the light of the Creator dwells in him. What is that?
So, that a person can assume in his heart whatever he feels like, and then to that extent the light of the Creator will be upon him. Is that the question?
No, so what is the meaning of it?
As much as a person in his states,
Masur Leor Hashem,
he is devoted to the light of the Creator,
right?
He begins to understand what this light of the Creator brings him. He feels what the light of the Creator depicts in him.
He speaks of a process here.
Of course.
Person constantly has to assume the greatness of the Creator that shines on him, that changes him, that what turns him from a beast to a human, to Adam.
Yes.
So what does it mean to assume the greatness of the Creator? What is the action?
That he constantly collects and collects impressions from different partial revelations of the Creator, and he, by this, depicts the force of the Creator and his uniqueness that he dwells in the whole world. Again,
6. It is written, and there Israel camped before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man in one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation have come together and become one heart and one man. For only then were they qualified to receive the Torah. We therefore see that the Creator made it so the people of Israel would achieve wholeness,
by giving them the power to all be of equal form, which is to bring contentment to one's maker.
ברור כתוב, מה שכתוב?
What is written is clear?
כן.
Yes.
מה ההבדל בין מצב יציאת
What's the difference between the state of the exodus from Egypt, where we disconnect from the ego, and the state of receiving the Torah, where we are as one man in one heart?
The exodus from Egypt, it's, yes, when we disconnect from the ego, but we're not yet connected between us. That is, each one is seemingly disconnected from the others, and he lives inside of himself.
But the disconnection from the ego doesn't automatically mean that.
It doesn't mean automatically anything.
So there's an additional path of connecting the hearts until we become as one man in one heart.
Yes. Anyone else?
Ken.
רציתי לשאול לגבי זה שאומר שהם
saying that they were qualified to receive the Torah and they became as one man in one heart until we become one. We have no Torah.
We have no possibility to receive this light in a vessel which is not entirely connected on a certain degree with a certain connection.
So,
until we become one, what influences us? There's no light that influences us?
There is light that influences us, in which we feel that we're advancing, but we're advancing out of suffering, advancing out of the separation between us.
So what is this addition of receiving the Torah? What is this Torah that we suddenly receive?
That we receive a single vessel, and we can understand and feel each other. We can unite our heart and mind together. And then we can rise to a different degree of knowing the Creator and knowing creation, that it all comes as one, that it is all interconnected, that it has an integral form.
From what I'm getting from you, before we get to this one entity, we don't have a creator in our reality. We still don't grasp him.
Yes, it's correct. We don't perceive him yet, as there is none else besides him, as one man with one.
Certain corrections.
Yes.
Which corrections are we in?
The corrections of a beast is when it depicts itself as on the degree of the ego, but doesn't want to harm the others anymore. And there's a lot of stages in this. Until it reaches a holy beast, a sacred beast, that you can even sacrifice it on the altar, meaning kill the beast within man, and by this man can ascend to a degree where he resembles the Creator.
On the same, if they became as one man in one heart before receiving the Torah,
That's a preparation for receiving the Torah.
But only when you receive the Torah, they can become as one man and one heart. They already remove themselves from thinking of themselves and as one man and one heart. That's the action of the Torah on them.
Right. But then they are ready to receive the Torah. How will the Torah go in them? How can the upper light enter a vessel where shattering and separation is revealed between its parts?
How can the vessel be as one if it did not receive the Torah? What made them into one?
On their degree. That's the way I can answer this. That's it.
Meaning this is all from the side of preparation.
Yeah, longing for it.
אנחנו קוראים את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה. אנחנו נמצאים באות ממתת.
We are in item 49 in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
ואלו הרשימות
item 49.
הנשארות למטה בגוף אחר הסתלקות האורות דטעמים.
The records that remain below in the goof after the departure of the lights of Ta'amim are called Tegin. And the records that remain from the levels of the Nekudot are called Otiot, which are vessels. Also, the Tegin, which are the records from the lights of Ta'amim, hover over the Otiot and the vessels and sustain them. Thus, we have clarified the four types of light, called Ta'amim Nekudot, Tegin, Otiot. The first level to emerge in each Pertsuf of the five Pertsufim, called Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bon, is called Ta'amim. The levels that emerge in each Pertsuf once it has started to be refined, until it is completely refined, are called Nekudot. The records that remain of the lights of Ta'amim in each level after their departure are called Tegin. And the records that remain from the lights of the levels of Nekudot after their departure are called Otiot, or vessels. Remember this in all five parts of him called Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bon. For in all of them there is refinement, and they all have these four types of lights.
למה הוא קורא לאותיות גם כלים וגם אורות?
Why does he call the אותיות both vessels and lights?
קודם כל, אנחנו לא יודעים מה זה כלי.
First of all, we don't know what a vessel is in the way you think it is. We always just feel the inspiration of the will to receive from something that it is filled by. To the extent that there's a bit of a difference between the two. If there wasn't a difference, we wouldn't be able to feel it. That's why we always feel the lights that are different from the vessels. If we feel it.
And why are
the otiot closest to us and not the nekudot or the teamim? And we speak of the otiot most.
The otiot, the letters, are the final form of the vessel, the clearest form of the will to receive, that receive changes by the lights that pass through it. That's why we relate to the letters, to the otiot. it's more clear to us what the end of the action of the upper one was on the will to receive that it created. And that is the otiyot, the letters.
In the 10, when we awaken the yearning, let's say we yearn for all sorts of degrees that we are not in attainment of, or we awaken these records in a stronger way, let's say we're talking about reaching love of the Creator, and we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But we do understand that what's clear for us is love of friends. And through the love of friends, we're saying something that we want to attain, something that we have no attainment in, that we, it's not clear for us. But love of friends, we know that we can exert in. When we announce that we want to attain a certain degree that we don't have an attainment, are we awakening all of these records?
Yes, in each and every action, we're awakening all the records because they are all connected to each other. It's as one system. It's like a cloud around the patsuf, let's say, that is constantly going through changes. Even if something changes in it, everything changes.
When the light, actually, if the ta'amim departs, the vessel, it stays, let's say, as a record, as a tagin. Why is this kept, if you call it a refinement? Why would you want to keep, why do you want to keep, let's say, a record if it needs to be refined?
The screen that sustains the lights refines itself. But along with that, the whole process beyond the screen, in reception of the light, in the striking and the beating, and by the lights exiting the vessel, the refinement of the screen, all these things have remained and been recorded on the screen. The screen actually keeps the whole process that the light goes through the vessel. It performs the coupling by striking. It receives the light in the vessel. It decides to refine itself on its process in the screen of the Rosh. It goes from the Tabu to the Peh, and by that it drives the inner light out. And it becomes surrounding light. And all of this takes place on the screen.
For every portion, there is 10 sefirot of sof that cannot be received?
There are such patsufim that don't have them.
I don't understand what are the 10 sefirot of sof. The 10 sefirot of toch, it's clear that they can be received in order to bestow.
And the sefirot that can be received in order to bestow, so where will their place be?
I understand that it's written in the siyum, but in each part of the portion, there is a part that cannot be received.
I guess until Gmar Tikkun, it should be like that. So in Gmar Tikkun, there won't be a sof. We return to Ein Sof, meaning that we can receive in order to bestow with no limits, and that's it.
Rav,
Rav, what is the significant difference between the desire called Malchut that is in the Sofa Partsuf and the desire to receive that is in the Guf?
It's the same will to receive, it only depends what screen it can use.
What does it mean it's the same desire to receive?
The will to receive that weighs in what sort of comparison it can be towards the upper light that is in the Rosh. Then what it can be in equivalence with, he performs that, and it's called the Toch of the Partsuf, and whatever can't be in equivalence with the upper light, so it comes out of the connection with him, and that's called the Sof of the Patsuf.
Yes, but how can it be that there is a desire that doesn't receive the light in order to bestow? There is something...
There is a very big difference between to want to receive, to want to bestow, and to want to receive in order to bestow. And can't receive in order to bestow. There are such states. How's it with the guest and the host? That the guest really wants to receive, but he knows that if he receives, he'll be disconnected from the host, and then he doesn't receive. So on one hand, he has a desire for it. On the other hand, he doesn't have the right intention, a sufficient one, or he can't pay.
It's connected to the force of the pleasure?
The intensity of the pleasure, right? It depends on everything, as much as he can receive from the host in order to only think about the host and not himself.
Yes, Oren.
Yes, Oren.
Galgalta she'osa heshbon omed mula kol ha'or en sof.
Galgalta, before it stands all the light of Ensof.
Yeah.
What is below the siyum of the etzbaot raglin? That there is a empty light.
They don't feel there's anything there. They don't feel there's anything there. That's why it's called a vacant space. Afterwards, when more vessels and more screens are revealed. Well, screens, vessels, same thing. Then they discover that there is more things under the siyum raglim.
So Galgalta didn't feel it? It wasn't included as part of its calculation?
We can't say about Galgalta so much, but below the Partsuf doesn't feel because its screen, the way it identifies with the upper light and all kinds of possibilities, they end on its Siyum Raglin.
What?
More? Yeah.
It's as if in the light there is no barrier, it's endless.
Yeah.
And in the vessel, there's suddenly something that has a measure from here to here. I can, from there to there, I cannot.
Right.
Why does a vessel have the matter of quantity?
Because it works against its will to receive, so it has no choice. It must take into consideration its ability to be equivalent to the host.
Why is this ability quantitative and not qualitative?
It's also in quality. It's quality and quantity.
It is quality, but it has the matter of quantity.
So there's both, because that's the vessel, that's the way it measures itself.
Where does he get it? Because in the light there is no measure of quantity.
The vessel responds upon the light, but it's it responds on the light.
Why is this response not endless as the light endless? Meaning 100% qualitative.
That's the difference between the will to receive and will to bestow. The will to bestow comes to the creator. The will to receive comes from the created being. And if the created being wants to invert its will to receive to be in order to bestow, then he's really limited.
But why is it like that? It's difficult for me to understand the difference between the creator and the creature here.
What?
Meaning, let's say the light is now striking the screen in the Rosh. It can enter a infinite pleasure of Ein Sof.
To where?
Into the vessel.
On behalf of the light, it can do whatever it wants to do. But it won't be equivalence of form anymore. It won't be according to the laws of creation.
You know, there's division between the two types of the ten sefirot. The toch is what can be received, and sof is what there is rejection and what cannot be received. It is as if there is a quantity here. The same pleasure, this far I can receive, this far cannot be received.
It's not the same pleasure. Part of the pleasure that comes from the host can be received in order to bestow, and he receives it in the Toch, and the part that he can overcome in order to receive it, in order to bestow to the host, so he won't receive it. And there's a place for that in the Sof of the Patsuf, where he doesn't receive. He feels it and holds it far away.
Why are there two parts?
Because that's how he sees his will to receive, that in part of it he can enjoy the host, and by this giving good back to the host, and on the other half he can't do good to the host, even if he receives from him, and that's why he doesn't receive anymore.
Barur, Ken.
Clear? Yeah.
So the end of the partsuf is a pleasure that is not clothed, the connection with the creator, with the host?
It's not clothed.
And this is why it's the sof of the partsuf?
Yeah, that he performs the sof, the end, on receiving the light in order to bestow.
And this is that same malchut that he said, I will rule?
Not only I will rule.
The
sof of the
partsuf is that awakening the vessels of reception in order to bestow.
So all the pleasure of the toch is from the connection with the host?
Yes. Great.
Koach ha'ikuv.
The force of detainment, what he writes about, that is revealed in the Sof.
Yes.
This force of detaining, where does that come from?
From the light itself. That what it reveals in the light, other than a great pleasure from the reception of the light, from the connection in the light, he discovers the greatness of the light, the greatness of the host, which is why it cannot receive anymore. There is too much pleasure. Too much.
Why does it detain?
Lama.
Why? Because he cannot clothe it in returning light.
Yes.
To continue Ido's question, when we say the light of Ein Sof, the direct light, it's really not infinite, it's finite. It's the vessel's impression from the light in phase 4.
Yes.
So it's not something that has no limits. It is limited, the direct light.
If you have a cup and you want to fill it to the end, then will you have an end?
Yes.
Where?
Meaning Ein Sof or infinite means there's no limit. There's no more else to fill.
Yes, this is called Ein Sof.
So to begin with, when we use the direct light, surrounding light, this infinite light, it is limited. It's that same cup.
It is not limited. According to your vessels, it is not limited.
But the cup has edges, it has a limit. It's limited. What happens beyond the cup?
It is limited, but it's not that the light is limited.
So what's the border of the vessel?
It is the border of the kli, of the vessel. But the endless light, infinite light, the light of Ein Sof, it has no end.
That's what I wanted to ask. So it turns out that writing the letters is the screen moving between the pen and the tabu. That's how it.
Yes.
So adding the letter, the letters is the constant search and equivalence of form with the Creator.
Yes.
All of these discernments we're learning about, they're discernments in the vessels or in the light?
Discernments in the light from the side of the vessel. In the light has no discernments of its own, the light of itself. But when it clothes in the vessel contains it and has new discernments, new forms of discernment on it, which is why we call lights all forms of names. This is all from the kli, the vessel.
So the process of revelation here, it's a process of the light or the vessel itself, the qualities in it, and only the light is revealing it.
The light reveals itself from the vessels.
I'm asking because eventually the process we're talking about is that where we discover the Creator, or do we eventually discover what's inside us already? Only with the help of the light, if we could say that. Because it seems that what is happening here in this process is that vessel recognizes more parts inside it as time goes by, because
relative to the light, the vessel reveals itself in comparison to the light. The lights shake the vessels. If the light wouldn't come and get stuck in the vessel, there would be no screen and an inner light and nothing.
All of these discernments were in the vessel to begin with?
No, only when the vessel meets the light. Only when the vessel meets the light.
Well, so what does it mean to be the constructors today in the right way, not to do it from fear?
First of all, reach peace.
Reach peace, but that's the process we want to come to.
But you need to educate yourself and others for them to be all understanding of how to reach peace.
He writes that asking for mercy in the building of the world is the same. So what is this mercy that we need to be with?
אבל אז מה זה שונה ממה שהוא אומר על על
But how is that different than what he says about the constructors that are cowards? So where's that change?
We need to first construct the society that is not composed of the cowards, and that rather the goal is
whole. And what is the goal? What is
connection?
The goal?
Connection. Construction.
And that is a real truth?
Yes.
And from this a real peace will come?
Yes.
Thank you. So according to what Bala Sulam is describing here, we have to build a new society to reach peace.
Completely.
Yeah. So until there won't be a change, an essential change in society, so there's no chance for peace.
There is no chance.
It's a very strong saying by Bala Sulam on reality.
What he writes is, it appears terrible.
האמת שאני אפילו לא יודע איך לשאול את זה, אבל
I don't even know how to ask this, but what can make such a change in society that it inverts into something that can reach peace? It sounds like
רק כוח עליון. שום דבר חוץ מזה. אם אתה מיואש
מכל
נתון
אחר
than that. If you despair of all other options, that is, if you have them, then you reach the only option that you have in your hands, in your heart, which is to scream to the Creator together with everyone.
And until we reach that stage, is there anything to do with this reality that is just deteriorating every day?
Only to invest in dissemination.